Unique Weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue, big boy. Yo, yo. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I sing to the top, when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buzz, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, oh daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word their bend when it comes down to this dandy bar. Put it in your face and make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, Mr. Shrew, cause I'm classy with my shit. I'll be slapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, picking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. When you lift the bottle, I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's role play, throw a few swings. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs, you can be the officer, a baddie, yet a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat.
Of course, it's your man, Brooklyn Black, and you're tuned in to All Bars Radio. We're waiting for Boss Bars and Nikki Bars to get up in the building. But hit us up, 347-857-4302. Of course, we got a pretty live show for y'all tonight. Big shout out to everyone who was rocking with me last night during the MJ tribute. And don't worry if you guys missed it. The link is all over the place. So just check it if you guys are tuned in via PC. All right, and we'll be right back. We're going to get into something and try to see where these ladies at, and we'll be right back in a second.
Hey, what's going on, you guys? You're definitely rocking out on All Barb Radio. Sorry, I'm always late. But you're definitely rocking out with your host at House the Head Game, a.k.a. Nikki Bars. And Brooklyn Black, we got a Boss Barbers in the building?
Of course we do.
All right. So, Angela Feast, how you doing? It's just me, or I can't hear.
Hello.
Oh, yes. Hey.
Hi, guys.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
That's what's up. So, you already know. I just wanted to know, how are you guys, first and foremost, shouting y'all out.
Oh, well, I'm good. I'm chilling.
I'm doing good. How are you?
I can breathe easy now. I passed my test, so I'm doing fine. I'm doing
great.
Congratulations. Thank you. Like, I really, y'all don't even know, I don't know what's wrong with me. Like, whenever I'm put up against, like, to test like that, I get really, like, worked up and I might have an anxiety attack, but it's over.
Anxiety attack, curse me out.
I know. Definitely want to keep it moving, though. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in right now. First and foremost, I always love to shout out to All Barbs Familia. So shout out to the All Barbs, the ladies, I see you. Shout out to the All Barbs promoters, I see you as well. Shout out to the promoters and the people that just promote for the All Barbs. Like, that's not even down with All Barbs, but that promote for us each and every day. So shout out to you. And I definitely do want to shout out some people from my corner. And I want to give them a couple of shout outs. One, two, and y'all know, bear with me, because I'm really fucking bad with Twitter names. But shout out to at King Reefa underscore SOEMG. Shout out to him, all the way from Memphis. He definitely sent me a track. And I, you know, we have time, we'll get to it, and he'll definitely hear my comment. Shout out as well. Shout out to at Body Morrison. Body Morrison, shout out to you. Shout out to at Mo Butter. She just sent me a link to a sneak peek of her new video. Did you get it?
Yes, I did.
That's what I didn't see it yet. I definitely got to click on the link. I didn't see it yet, but shout out to her. Shout out, of course, the execs at Sand Spartan, the co-owner. Shout out to A1 Yoba, the CEO. Shout out to Agap, I love it, the head CEO. And of course, the COO, Juliet, loves you. The All Barbs exec team. If y'all are not familiar with those names, then y'all must not be following them, and I'm really going to need you to ASAP.
Yeah, I am familiar.
Seriously, shout out to, my gosh, oh, shout out to, here it goes, at V15 Vaughn, I want to say that's right, I want to say, yeah, VI or VI5 Vaughn, shout out to you. And, Angel, do you have any shout outs you want to give?
First, I want to say shout out to you guys, shout out to all the All Barbs promoters, shout out to the co-owner at San Spartan. Shout out to all the people who are not in the movement but consistently retweet, shout out and support from other teams as well. And that's about it.
Malak, do you have any shout outs?
Yeah, of course. I want to give a shout out to all part of the executive team. You know, everyone who always retweets, and big shout out to everyone who still hit me up about my show last night. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate the love. It's nothing like a great show. I can tell you that you had a great show to, you know, make you feel good. So shout out to everyone who tuned in last night. And I want to give a shout out to myself because, I must say I did kind of put my foot in it last night, so.
That's what's up. Shout out to you. I definitely was tuned in last night, and I was fucking jamming to all the throwbacks of Michael Jackson. It was definitely fun for me. And thank you for my little shout out that you gave me real quick, and then you jumped right back into the music. That was cute. That was funny. It felt good to be a listener. So and hear me getting shouted out. But that's what it is. Shout out to you, Brooklyn Black. Definitely. I definitely do want to, shout out to Evo Monte, one of the All Barbs promoters. He's definitely tuning in right now. And, you know, sometimes every now and then I like to take it to Twitter. So tweet. And this one is really funny to me, but one of the trending topics today was, hashtag, I believe, well, this is how it came across my timeline. Hashtag, all black people should know how to. And
Red Kool-Aid.
I didn't get to participate in it, but if I was to, which I am in a few seconds, hashtag all black people should know how to, I want to say, know how to switch it up every now and then. Like, you know, if you want to get that good old job, you got to put on that good old white voice. I think all black people should know how to do that.
True.
I'm just saying. If you were to participate in that trending topic today on Twitter, what would you have said?
All black people should know how to fry chicken.
No, but I just think that's really, I don't like that.
What do you mean?
All black people should know how to fry chicken the right way, not too hard, not too soft. Like, it should just be the right way.
Like, I don't give a fuck if you was black in the hood, black in middle class, black rich, black super wealthy, black royal. Somebody in that motherfucking house knows how to fry chicken. So, yeah, I'm with you on that one, Angel.
All right. Well, black, what would you say?
Oh, I got a whole lot of shit.
I want to
hear black people. All right, well, I feel all black women should know how to fucking cornrow.
Oh, my gosh. Go ahead.
People should know how to make Kool-Aid. All black people should know how to make a dustpan out of cardboard box or a piece of paper.
Know how to make what out of cardboard?
A dustpan.
Wow.
All black people should know at least the first 5 amendments of the Constitution.
Yes.
Oh, wow, yeah. I'm with you on that one.
Let's see. All black people should know the difference between Democratic and Republicans.
I think everybody should know the fucking difference between that, but
no, you'd be surprised. And above nothing else, all black people, I'm not saying you gotta be on Chris Brown Usher level, but all black people should know how to fucking dance. Like, that should also, they should know how to do something. They should know a move that was hot in the era. You know, like, if you was in the 90s, maybe, and you listen to reggae, you should know how to bruck up. You know, if you came up in the 80s, you should know how to do some type of pop lock break dance. Like, you should know how to dance. But that's just me. Like, when you see that come across my timeline, I'll go ham on it, because I just hit the iceberg with that. Like, all black people should know how to make make the cable work when they shut your shit off. I could go on for days.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Like, all black people should know how to fucking fix cable when it cuts off. Really?
Hell yeah. You know, you take the wire off the box and you just put it straight in the TV and you have channels 2 through 32.
I'm never doing that.
Well, sure, you never had your cable off.
No, but before I would go through all of that, like, yes, I have a DVD player, so I would probably watch DVDs until I can get somebody from the company to come over and fix it. Am I really supposed to? Angel, do you know how to fix your cable when it goes out?
Don't know how what?
Fix your cable when it goes out?
I know how to call my hookups and tell them to give me some more cable. That's what I know how to do.
Hey, that works too. All black people should have a hookup.
I don't have a hookup. I have
a hookup.
Well,
I have a service. Like, one at the liquor, like, if you have a hookup at the liquor store, a hookup at the club, a hookup at JCPenney, a hookup with the nigga who sell bootlegs. Like, all black people know how to have a hookup and know how to get.
Well, so when you got to hook up with the nigga that sell bootlegs, like, what are you getting them, like, discounted, or what are you getting them for free when you got the hookup?
How you work your hookup. Like, you know, there was times I had a hookup, I paid a nigga $20 to come out with, like, 10, 12 movies. you know, that's all depends on the hookup you get.
Y'all hear that? All black people should.
They should know how to get a hookup, like, you know.
Well,
if you
I got a couple of hookups at certain places, you know.
Exactly.
Like, but that's funny.
Like, you ain't got to hook up at your local bar, like the bar that's in Walker. It's like you don't know the bar, don't know the owner. So when you go there, you know, you may pay $20 in for drinks, but end up getting like $60 worth of drinks, you know, shit like, you know.
Yeah, well, I know about that. I know about just not even having to, what is a line? I don't know. Really? I know. But that's funny. All black people should. You'll be surprised what everybody was saying.
Yeah, I'm about to go in on that trending topic.
I know. But I wanted to know if you guys were, if y'all heard that Rihanna, like, you know, I guess the Video Music Awards will be, I guess, coming about, and
I think that's
Rihanna,
next week.
Yeah, and Rihanna is supposed to be performing, but you know, she is really pushing to have Chris Brown perform with her.
So she wants to do the Cake song.
So I don't know which song she will be performing, but what I do know is that Rihanna's camp has informed the producers of the, you know, the VMAs, that she'll be bringing on Chris Brown on stage with her during one of the show's performances. Now, I guess, you know, if you're an artist and you are performing at certain shows, you have to, like, you know, submit your performance for approval by your producers. So you have to do that within 2 weeks of the show. And she's, like, really demanding for him to come on board. So, and I heard Kevin Hart is supposed to be hosting shit, so... If that's going down, you know, it's going to be hilarious. But, Andrew, what do you think about Rihanna and Chris Brown performing after all this shit, after her latest interview, her opening up and professing her love for Chris Brown? Like, what do you think about them performing? And you know, they're kind of thinking about it because they feel like this is things that will, you know, that will bring their ratings up.
I just think they have, like, a fatal attraction type love. I just don't think that they're ever going to stop dealing with each other. So, hey, make that money.
I agree. Why?
Here's my thing. All right, yeah, we all know they had the official thing. Yeah, but that could have been a straight-up once-in-a-blue situation got out of hand, you know, and... Before anybody knew what was up, it was too late, XYZ. Now, I'm saying he may not be the abusive one or beat up a chick all the time type, you know what I'm saying? And, yo, it's been almost 5 years since this shit passed, you know what I mean? And if she wants to work with him and he ain't got no problem with it, at the end of the day, they doing what they do to get paid. So, I say let it rock. If she wants Chris Brown, then let her get Chris Brown. You know what I'm saying? It may be a real crazy performance, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. I don't give a fuck. You know, I'm for it. It is what it is, you know. Like Angel said, I don't think we're ever going to stop joining each other. Shout out to Chris Brown, too. We share the same birthday. Team Taurus, Cinco de Mayo.
Mayo!
Shout out to Chris Brown. But if it does go down, there'll be a performance that I would like to see, so... But I'm also going to call it real quick. Last 4 digits of your number is 1782. 1782, you're live on here.
Damn it, I think you're going to skip this one off.
Hello?
Like I said, I think you're going to skip this one off.
Oh, I thought you were that person screaming out loud on the phone. But I also wanted to know, because I've been having a couple of people been sending me things that they want me to share, they want me to talk about. and some of them are really funny to me. And, you know, I like to give the people what they want, so I'm about to share some of them before we go and play one of our artist's music. And one of the questions is, I guess the question is basically saying, would you tell your partner that you have an STD? Like, from the minute, I guess, you first find out, I guess, and you're involved with someone, like, would you tell your partner? Is that something that you would tell them right away, or is that something that you would kind of either not say nothing until they mention it or bring it up, or is it something that you would have to sit down and think about how you would approach that person?
Wait, what?
Yeah. Would you tell your partner that you have an STD? That was one of the questions.
Yeah, like, that's somebody's, that's somebody else's life, like, you know what I mean? You know, if it's something, you go get cleared up and whatever, yo, go handle your business, do what you gotta do. But fucking, if it's something that's, you know, life thing, you can't get rid of, the hurt, you know, anything, like, you gotta let them know as soon as you find out. You know what I mean? Because fucking...
You called it the herp?
Yeah,
the herp, huh? M-O, okay. No,
because you know that... You know, you gotta let them know, so you find out, because also, when you don't tell them, you rob them of their choice, you know what I mean? Because, yo, you tell them up front, they may still want to rock with you. You know, there's people like that. Okay, you have this, but I'm going to stay with you. And, you know, they work around ways to still get it in without spreading the shit and XYZ, you know, or they choose to leave. Like, you got to give them that decision and not rob them of it. You know what I'm saying? You got to give them the right to be angry. You got to give them the right to want to walk away. You know what I'm saying? You got to do that and not take that right way. And when you don't tell them, the longer you take to tell them, the more you do that.
Angel, what you got to say?
First of all, if that ever happens to me, like, it's going to be World War III up in my motherfucking house. So it's not going to be an option, because, like, when I get angry, I get really angry, and that will be one of those episodes. So it's not even going to be no conversation, no nothing. Like we both going to the doctors. But before I even say all of that, like, that's why you need to wear a condom before you're ready to, like, take that personal next step to have sex raw. And then if you're not sure that this person is 100% committed to you, both of y'all need to go to the fucking doctor and get a checkup, show each other the results, and then you can fuck raw all you want. So then that way, if you know something's going on, you can clear yourself, because that's just some nasty-ass shit.
I just want to make a comment on what Black has said, like, as far as, like, you know, people... Literally, you know, they work around that. I mean, even if it's something that's curable, that just shows me that you're not respecting me. Because,
yep.
You know what I mean? Like, even though you're doing what you're doing it either with nasty bitches, or you're not protecting yourself, but then you're coming back and you have the audacity to give that to me. So can I work around that? Hell the fuck no. Like, I feel like once you burnt me, you just fucking burnt the relationship, burnt a bridge, burnt all sides. Like, I can't even, because I just, like, what's the chance of, like, I wouldn't feel comfortable having sex with that person again, even if we both.
I wouldn't feel sorry for that person, because I would probably try to kill him.
I couldn't work around that. Like, that's something that's really, nah. And then I'm just saying, like, there's people that don't even tell people right away. You know what I mean? They don't tell people right away at all. They prolong it. They feel like, you know, damn, I don't, you know, I know this bitch is going to go off the wall. I know she's going to go crazy. So I don't know how to tell her, and I'm just going to keep it to myself. And maybe if she finds out, I'm going to try to deny it for as long as I can. And then I guess when she hits the fan and she finds out it really is me, then I got some explaining to. That shit is really nasty.
Wish a nigga would.
Okay.
But also, like I said, you got to take into account because, you know, you got these dumb bitches who are parading around as ride or die bitches.
You're really going to die for that, like, you're going to ride or die at the expense of your pussy?
I don't think so.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. You're going to ride or die to the grave?
Yo, like I said, you got these dumb bitches parading around acting like ride or die bitches. See, what most of these women don't understand and know today, there's a difference between being a ride or die bitch and just being dumb and stupid. You know, they come, I got the hurt, and you know, she'll be worried about it. Okay, baby, take your medication. Not thinking, yo, asshole, he cheated on you. That's how he got the fucking hurt.
No, I'm just sorry. Fuck that commercial. I believe it's Valtrax or something like that. Like when they're fucking coming. Okay. Hey, it's for my partner that has genital herpes, and they're fucking swinging in a hammock together. Like, you still being that? Why do you like that? So to me, like, I mean, I know, like, it's like, you know, you're supposed to promote, you know what I'm saying, like, quality of living and stuff like that, quality of life. But overall, though, like, I mean, to me, I just want to make that commercial the way it is because you just really make it seem like you can really still have a very happy life. We can still have sex with just as long as you took that pill. You know what I'm saying? Like, are you kidding me? And if you don't, like, if I just can't. Shout out to that commercial. I fucking hate it.
Shout out to those models, yo. Shout out to them. Yes, like they go hard. Cause I'd be damned if I be in a fucking commercial talking about I got herpes. Fuck you.
Swinging in a hammock with a nigga talking about we can still get it in, baby. No, we can't. You have genital, so you, like, that's my thing. Like, what has a ride and die? Like, I'm asking you, for my ride and die bitches, who will ride and die, ride until you get infected by a nigga and all of that. Like, I want to know, like, you can still a nigga's dick that has genital herpes? I want to know.
Oh, that's some nasty shit.
You're going to slap that shit on your tongue?
Yeah, herpes bumps on your lips.
That's just you're gonna let him rub his dick across your lips, sores and all. That's just crazy. Well, you wanna know what's so funny? Because what came across my desk is basically a shocking report about a married Atlanta pastor. He's arrested for infecting multiple women at his church with a monster. And this is a popular handsome Atlanta preacher named Craig Lamar Davis. He was arrested for allegedly passing the HIV virus to unsuspecting female church members. Pastor Craig, who is married, is the former pastor of a full gospel Baptist church in Atlanta. A new report just came out that the esteemed pastor was arrested for reckless conduct after police found out that he was sleeping with several women and who he was not married to. And there's one woman who actually stood up and pressed charges against him. Her name is Ronita McAfee. She says that she met the pastor on Facebook and then began sleeping with him. Damn.
Juanita.
No, Juanita. Ronita says that she became concerned when one of the pastor's ex-girlfriends called to say that she had HIV. She claims that the pastor then counseled her, presumably, like, leaning on the word of the good Lord, and that he told her to get tested. McAfee then said she believed that, based on her observations, the pastor himself was not interested in getting treated or changing his sexual behavior. So in spite of his status, That's what promoted her to seek out the warrant for his arrest. So Juanita is the one who basically, like, stood up and having unprotected sex in Clayton, Georgia County. Well, yeah, he's HIV positive. And the investigation begins. Other women in the church have stepped forward with their confessions about interacting with him, with David. And the woman claimed, one woman who claimed that she's been celibate for 15 years before meeting him, says that she's HIV positive too. What the fuck? I just don't.
That's why I always say, don't be a fool, wrap your tool, don't fall for the scam, protect your clan.
Yeah, and like, I mean, that's only right. It's only right. I just feel like it's so disgusting to, like, I don't give a fuck. It's just too many niggas out here that don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? They don't even fuck the next person's life. Like, obviously, they don't give a fuck about the next person's life. They really don't care too much about theirs. So, I mean, that is just straight up disrespectful to do that. And that is so yucky. You know, that's nasty.
Hell, this nigga said yucky.
Huh?
I said this nigga said yucky.
It is. It's very yucky. It makes me cringe. Shout out to Isaiah Spartan and say you got to tell the person from jump. Yeah, you definitely do. Even if you know.
Talk to the nigga not eating fried chicken. Fake ass black person.
What'd you say?
Talk about he don't eat fried chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Black person.
Not every black person eats fried chicken. And that, no, that's not bullshit. Not every black person eats fried chicken. And not every black person drinks Kool-Aid. And not every black person know how to fix their cable when it goes out by just picking out one wire connected into the back of the TV and pow, you only got channels 2 through what? No, not every black person knows how to do that. Or eat that. Or drink that. Or say that. I'm just saying.
Eat that.
I'm just saying. So, hey, I know a lot of my people that don't eat chicken. I really do. But yes, I definitely do want to go into a commercial break. So, what you gonna play first time around? I'll let you pick first.
Oh my God, I get to pick first. I feel so special.
Yeah, you
so
get to pick
loved.
First.
I'm gonna, you know, I'm getting to this King Reaper joint. I think that's what I'm gonna do.
Okay.
King Reaper.
Okay. So
I'm not sure about his Twitter because I don't follow him, but this joint is called Booty Baby. So.
Wait, what's the name of the song?
It's called Booty Baby.
Booty.
Oh, well, he tweeted us.
Hold yeah, out. I know. I can't find the Twitter. Wait. Okay. You said it's called Booty Baby?
Yeah, I got his Twitter name right here.
Okay.
Gotcha.
You know what, I'll just do the other first one I had in mind. I'll do the Mike Mob.
You said what, Black?
I said I'm gonna play the Mike Mob first because you know I like the work that he does. You know he doesn't he hasn't come wrong yet.
Okay, at King Reefa, which track are we playing?
We're gonna do that next, but right now we're getting into Mike Mob.
Mike
Mob. This is called Can't Do It.
Can't Do It. All right, let's go.
Yeah. My. Zim.
Smoking.
fucking on a dookie, bro, I can do it. Oh, wretched ass bitch, bro, I can do it. You're sitting at home, bro, I can do it. If it's not with my niggas, bro, I can't do it. Can't do it. Can't do it. Cuffing on the bra, bro, I can't do it. Can't do it. Can't do it. If you ain't talking money, bro, I can't do it. Smoking on that Zuki, bro, I can't do it.
Do it.
I ain't fucking with that blunt, cause it ain't stupid.
Loud.
I be riding around the town, man, I stay cruising.
Cruising.
All I blow is loud and my bass booming. My amp too big for them 212s. Got another set when I got them new 12s. You got them Team Jordans, man, I can't do it.
Do it.
And that girl you with the homies ran through it.
Tricking on the frog, bro, I can't do it. You gave her your heart, bro, I can't do it. Turn it down, never know, bro, I can't do it. I can't slap to his jaw, have him look stupid. You ain't pulling up that acty, then I can't do it. If it's not growing in Cali, then I ain't fluid. Small ass pockets on your true, got you looking molded. And I don't do the wallet, mama, I ain't folded.
Smoking on that dookie, bro, I can do it. Oh, wretched ass bitch, bro, I can do it. You're sitting at home, bro, I can do it. If it's not with my niggas, bro, I can do it. Can't do it. Can't do it. Cuffing on the bra, bro, I can do it. Can't do it. Money, bro, I can't do it.
Money clips, I'm straight to it. Foul ass bitches, I can't do it. Grind all day, I'll break fluid. Mike, mob niggas go dumb stupid. Hating on me, you're irrelevant. Rolling up Sheen, I got medicine. Funny ass nigga, man, I can't do it. Mad cause they bitch too exclusive. She ain't copying me, I can't do it. She don't run the team, then bitch smooth it. Fuck ass niggas should be ashamed. By the way that you talk, I can hear your pain.
Sorry.
You smoking on that garbage, looking so foolish.
We got loud all day, man, you need improvement.
Can't do it,
do it,
can't do it. Man, it's shit, give it top, man, I can't do it. Hella swagger, just do it, but you can't do it.
Can't do it,
have, just do it, but you can't do it.
Can't do it.
Smoke grand plus no stress, all I talk is stupid. For your bitch, just do it, yeah, it was stupid. You say you want a grand, but it's not, can't do it.
Dookie, bro, I can do it. Oh, wretched ass bitch, bro, I can do it. You're sitting at home, bro, I can do it. If it's not with my niggas, bro, I can do it. Can't do it. Can't do it. Cuffing on the bra, bro, I can do it. Can't do it. Can't do it. If you ain't talking money, bro, I can do it.
It's your boy Hook from the Dumbway Clique. Halo! And make sure that you stay tuned in to Alabama Barbs Radio with the sexy Southern Belle Boss Barbs, a.k.a. Angel, and that sexy lady Nikki Barbs. Ha!
Yes. I can't even do that sound right now. I was really trying to, but my head kind of hurts.
Halo!
I'm just saying. But you're definitely rocking out on All Barbs Radio, 347-857-4302. And yes, you're live with me, How's Your Head Game, Nikki Barbs. Angel loves tweets, Boss Vibes, and at Brooklyn Black, Brooklyn Black. And how I felt about that song, I thought the song was okay. At first, when it first started out for me, I didn't really like it, but then as the song kept going, I thought it was cool, so shout out to Mike Mob. Andrew, what you thought about that?
I would rather see it as a trending topic.
Oh, okay. I definitely dig it.
It was
it was a cool joint, like not anything we've seen before for Mike Mob, you know, but it was a decent joint. Like the track was alright, the content was all over the place, but overall it's better than a lot of shit playing nowadays, so.
Yeah, I guess. That's funny. Shout out to @Raspy Ross. He's so funny. So going back to some of the questions that I got sent. One of the questions are, could you stay with someone who doesn't eat pussy or sucks dick? Could you stay with someone that doesn't do that? And my answer is not really, because most likely I'm going to get it from somewhere else because, like, I'm into that type of shit. So, me, I can't. And I know some dudes that do not eat pussy. Like, to them, it's, like, against their religion. And they don't. But then they be having bitches, so I don't know. Andrew, could you?
I'm just not going to be with a person who just is not going to do whatever I need to satisfy me. Because if you can't satisfy me, I'm damn sure not going to satisfy you.
I take it.
Okay.
Black, what you think about that?
Yo. Man, listen, we've been up and down, back around. Like, this debate will just never ever cease, like, you know what I'm saying? Because there are chicks who would take it and won't give it back, and that's that shit I don't like, and fucking, you know, it happens. It is what it is. Either you're going to deal with it or you're not. You're going to put your hands up and walk out, but it's going to happen.
I'm telling you, I know, for instance, like, there's a couple, you know, I'm not racist or anything, but, you know, there's a couple of Jamaican dudes that I know that, they'll be like, what? Eat what? You're crazy? Like, seriously. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You make it sound like such a bad thing. And they're like, yo, I'm not going to put my lips nowhere near something that blood come out of, and they'll just get into details, and they'll just go in, and they think that it's nasty. You know what I'm saying? But then I guess expect a girl to still give them top. I know a couple of dudes that don't like that. I think that's really childish. Like, are you kidding me? Do that shit and then go brush your teeth afterwards. Oh my gosh. So, Black, why did you just say that Dan Spartan is lacking on proceeds?
Because I said that because Angel over there wants to be like he told me, because he said he don't eat meat and he's a black man, so I said, now you tell me shit that he's lacking protein.
That's crazy. He could be getting protein in other foods, though.
Hey, that's not my business.
Black.
Like, that's why I want to hit Angel with a water balloon while she's eating cereal.
He wants to hit you with a water balloon?
Yes, with a water balloon. Yes, he does. Isn't that mean?
That is mean.
Though, at least I ain't going to get you in the head, though.
But, like, have you ever threw a water balloon at someone and it didn't pop?
Nah.
Oh, gosh.
Happened to me that time. I was like, yeah, I'm about to get this nigga. Threw it.
That shit to them kids.
Bounced off, like, fuck you, bitch. Seriously, that's crazy. Let me get to another question. Okay, another question is, before I take a caller, is phone sex, sexting, really cheating, though, even though it's not physical?
No.
That's a good question.
That is a good question. So what do you think?
No.
I think it is to a form. I think it is to like a certain degree. Like when you're single, I don't think it's anything wrong with it. But when you're in a relationship with somebody, I mean, would you really want your girl to be sucking niggas' dick through Texas? Even though she'll probably suck yours, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, right then, like, you know, right after, but, you know, I think that's a little bit of a form of cheating.
Look, like, it all depends because it's, you can just say the shit and I have no intent to do it. You know what I mean? Like, I could say, yo, I'm going to have hours of butt naked, hot sex with fucking Nicki Minaj and not intend to do it. And that's just what it is. You know, I said it for the shock value or I said it for the retweet or whatever. I mean, but then I'm like, okay, I'm going to, you know, fuck me for hours on it and then actually proceed to try and do that. And then I got a girlfriend home, yeah, then that's cheating.
Angel, what you think about that?
Yeah, people, that's all I say.
Well, I think that it's cheating. But listen to my angle. Okay, so you're sexing or whatever you're doing with this other person, and obviously you're enjoying what they're saying because you're engaging in the conversation. So what if you meet this person? You're going to want to fuck. So, I mean, why even bother? Why even go down that memory lane? You're going to want to fuck. Like, they're saying all the shit they're going to do or whatever the case may be. Like, you're going to want to fuck because you're going to want to see if they can put their money where their mouth is.
But, okay, that's true, but...
Okay, that's how single people think, though.
I say it's cheating. Go fuck
like,
your
if
girl.
You're in a relationship and you're thinking like that, like, if that shit comes up, then, yo, there's something, then fuck it. You need to call your girl, like, yo, it's over, I ain't coming back, and go fuck the shit that you just met up in person and y'all sucking all that hot shit to, because at that point, it wasn't just talking shit. Y'all niggas was making plans.
But why are you even talking shit? Like, why are you even, don't you have, if you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, go fuck. Why are you even sexing or texting? Like, if you're horny and you have a significant other, go fuck. Like, why even? I don't understand.
Right, and you don't understand, right?
I don't understand, Nikki. Like, no, seriously, like, I'm not going to waste my time texting somebody if I can go fuck my boyfriend. I don't understand. So, obviously, yeah. The intention is to get this other person over so I can fuck them.
I'm not going to lie to y'all, sexting with your boyfriend and sexting with a friend or a stranger is totally different. It's not the same.
Here's my thing. If a dude is sexting, he's either sexting a woman that he done fucked already, fucking, or trying to fuck. So, if there's a dude in a relationship, he's sexing, then yeah, he's aiming to cheat. Why? Because the intent is to motherfucking fuck this chick. You know what I'm saying? But if a single guy is sexing, shit, you know, he's just cast his lot out there and seeing what fucking catches.
I'm not for you.
It's different depending on the person you're talking to.
Well, I don't know. Is there a caller still in queue?
Sure is.
All right. Long for the digital year number is 2908.
2908.
You're live.
Hey, what's up?
This Monte. Hey, Monte. What's going on?
What's up? How y'all doing?
You always call like he just woke up.
He always has that, like, that low, to me, it's a sexy voice, the low, sexy, you know, okay, what's up, like, I'm trying to have phone sex.
Like, then he got the voice, like, he's fucking, and his boss calls his phone, asking him to work some extra hours. Like, he up in there, his boss calls, you know, hello? Yeah, I'll be there at 4 o'clock. Like,
What's going on? What's going on with you?
Now I'm ready to get on this road tomorrow. So.
Oh, where are you going?
I'm going home for Labor Day weekend. Got a lot of things to do. I'm actually being honored at church, and I'm supposed to have a family and friends day. So.
Oh, I hope you have fun. Hope everything.
Thank you.
You're welcome to be, you know, a blast. That's what's up. But, you know, if everybody doesn't know him, but at Evil underscore Amante, he's one of the all-Bob Shimoda, so shout out to him, and y'all should go follow him. He definitely does the thing on, you know, just promoting himself and other people, especially on Instagram. Every time I see a new picture from him, it's like him saying, go follow this person. So that's dope. That's cool. He be sharing so much love. But, surely, you know, I want to know, do you consider, you know, phone sex, sexting, a part of cheating in a relationship, even though it's not physical?
I mean, I think it is. If you're in a relationship, then there shouldn't be any need for that. You should be able to do that with whoever you're with. You shouldn't even have to fucking, like, sex or do because you got somebody. Unless, like, y'all going away from each other, then, yeah, you can do that. But I think it's cheating, so.
I think it is important
to
you, Angel. What you want to say to Mr. Monte?
Hey, first of all.
What's up?
And second of all, for everyone who is not following him, you need to follow him because he is doing a voter registration drive. So you definitely need to get with him so you can get information about that. So shout out to you. You know how I feel about the movement and going back into the community. And I definitely agree with him. Like, you shouldn't be saying anything to anybody else but the one that you're fucking. So all that extra time you're spending texting, you could be fucking your boyfriend or your girlfriend.
True.
Just thinking, what's that?
Or like even to have like phone sex. I think having phone sex is worse.
Yeah, it's worse.
Yeah, it's
way
worse
because you can hear the person. Like, that's worse.
The person's like, ooh,
Exactly. Like, of course that's
worse. Ooh. Phone sex. Shout out to phone sex, though. Shout out to phone sex. That's all I'm going to say. Shout out to that. Well, thank you, Mr. Monte. And so, you know, if there's anything else, if you have any shout outs you want to give or if there's anything else you wanted to say, you know, you can do so.
No, I just want to say shout out to y'all, Black, Angel, Nikki, you know, to the whole Albars family. You know, we gotta hold it down. We on this marathon, so, you know, we gotta keep pushing, gotta keep running to get our paper thick.
Exactly.
You know, we just gotta build each other up, you know, so much respect, salute.
That's what it is. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Shout out to Adam. Shout out to SVG Defense too. Shout out to Smooth the Zoo. I fucking missed his show yesterday. And shout out to him. I also wanted to know too, before I get to another caller and go to commercial break, I wanted to know if you are in a relationship with someone and they ask you to keep it like totally 100, like even if you were to be having, you know, female friends or male friends, and they ask you to keep it totally 100 as far as like sharing everything, putting everything on open, like would you, Andrew, I mean, because I know I've been told, like, there's just certain things that you keep to yourself, or there's certain things you don't share right away, or there's certain things that, you know, you got that women conduct, women codes and ethics and laws when it comes down to men. So would you be the one to you know, just come off Front Street and just be like, yeah, this is what it is. This is my friend, Mike. And, you know, every now and then we talk about X, Y, and Z, or if I wanted to hang out with him, if I was available, if I wasn't with you, no, I would hang out with him. Would you share information like that?
I have in the past, you know, because at the beginning of getting to know a person, if I'm already, like, you know, not really dating another person, but, you know, I can call him and do whatever I want, I'm gonna let you know, like, okay, this is what it is, because I don't ever want it to be a situation where it's a situation. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm going to keep you 100. Okay, yeah, I'm just talking to you, but yeah, I got a friend. We're not dating, but it is what it is, and then he can make the decision whatever he want to do. If he want to try to knock him out in the pocket and pursue me harder, then that's his choice. If he don't, that's his choice, but at the end of the day, I've done my part, and I can say I was totally honest with other people because I've done that before. I've had a friend, and guys will try to talk to me, whatever the case is, and I'll be like, yeah, I mean, we're not together, but, you know, it is what it is. And a real nigga, you know, would respect that. Either he going to move on or he going to deal with the situation.
He was spitting that pimping right now, son.
I'm what, Black?
I said, Angel's spitting that pimping right now, sir.
No, not even. No, because you have to understand, as an adult, I'm going to do what I want to do anyway. Plain and simple. I pay my bills. I get up and go to work. I make my bed up. Nobody else is doing that shit for me but me. So if I feel like I'm going to have a male friend over to do what I need, it's only right to let the other person know who's pursuing you or whatever the case may be. Because on the flip side of that, I could just train both of them niggas along and still get what I want. But karma is a bitch, like I always say, so I'm just going to put it on Front Street, like, look, who's that calling you? Oh, it's such and such. And I'm going to answer the phone. If I choose to answer the phone.
Or I'm with I don't hide. I'm not one to hide stuff like that, but I just know certain niggas, like, if I know you, you know, and I know certain things, I know what you don't like, I know what you, you know, I know how you act or react to certain things, I'm not even mentioning, I'm not even saying anything, only because I might feel like that's just going to be probably an argument or, you know, something else, like, I'm just not even saying anything. But that's just, I don't feel like that's not me keeping it 100. I'm just not, you know, like, unless he asks, yeah, if you ask, I'm like, okay, well, that's just my friend texting me. Because, you know, you have some nosy niggas, like, you can be chilling with them, and then next thing you know, like, they see you looking at your phone because you're texting or whatever you're tweeting, and they're like, oh, well, who are you texting? Who are you tweeting? Well, who are you talking to? And it's just like, okay, well, damn, like, if you really want to know, I'm talking to. But really quickly, like, before I get into a caller, what do you have to say about that?
I'll wait. Let's bring the caller on.
All right. Last four digits of your number is 1907.
Yeah, what's good? This is your boy, Ted. How y'all doing?
Hey, what's going on?
I'm chilling. Just started listening to y'all, just tuned in right now.
So, from what you just heard, what you
want to
comment on?
When I say just tuned in, so y'all got to fill me in.
Okay, well, first, I was saying, do you believe, like, phone sex, sexting is a form of cheating while you're in a relationship with someone, even though it's not physical?
Yeah,
Yeah, because he sounded like the type of nigga that you're mad. He sounded like his girl was sexing some next nigga. He sounded like he was choking nigga real quick.
I will. I mean, it is. Like, what kind of thing is that? It's just the whole illusion of a time to do something. So, yeah, I mean, it's just I got you.
I saw you, Andrew. What you have to say to Kate?
didn't hear anything that he said, so I can't comment. Like, it just sounds like everything sounds real snowy. I can't.
What I said was basically that the whole illusion of even doing anything is, I feel like that's kind of like cheating. Like, okay, you could look at somebody and be like, oh, they're beautiful, or you like them, whatever, you know what I'm saying? But the whole fact is, like, when you're sexting and you're going and you're having phone sex with somebody else or something like that, it's just it's like illusion. It's like, well, I want to do something with that person, and you're yearning to do something with that person. You feel me? So I feel like it's cheating.
Who is this on the line?
It has all to do with it.
Kid.
Oh. Maybe I want to hear the hell kid got to say. It's like, no.
Oh.
No, joking. Joking. No.
I definitely
agree with what he's saying. I just feel like if you're going to, you know, still want to play left field, you just have an open relationship. There's plenty of people out here that would do that with you. Just have an open relationship. So then that way you do what you want to do and just keep it moving.
I don't know. It's kind of a touchy issue. I had women in the past that, you know, did that. And I am guilty of doing that in the past too. So, I feel like it's a form of cheating. You feel me? So.
Yo, kid got connected. That nigga sound like he catch a hello baby texting his girl phone. He's killing everybody.
Nah.
Kid don't sound like that type to me. He just sound like he probably the type to be like, yeah, who the fuck is that? Like, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, maybe if she says, oh, X, Y, and Z, that's my friend or whatever. I mean, what? Fiance? I know she has male friends, so.
Yeah, she does have male friends, but I mean, you gotta understand. I mean, I think of it this way: with males and females, I'm not trying to be like it's. I don't want to be like that. It's different, but it feels different. You feel me? With males, you could be a female's friend. Like I could be friends with a female, and then if the dude acts like, yo, like let's say if the dude wants to know who I am or her friend wants to know who I am, you know what I'm saying? I could be like, all right, cool. But with, you know, with women are like different. It's like some women are like spicy. Like some of my female friends do stupid shit, so I don't even really talk to them. You open it?
That's so funny.
It's
but, I mean, you can't say like, I mean, I don't know. I would think that a female can brush off though, like a dude being flirty via text. Like, don't say a male can do it too, but it's just not likely.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, saying no to food, basically. Like, if you do that shit, you just feel like, damn, like, I just said no to a shorty. So, you know, I guess it's different. You know
what I mean? Well, shout out to you, kid. Anybody who doesn't know, this is another one of the All Bars promoters, so shout out to him. Y'all definitely need to go follow him.
Yeah, no doubt. Thanks for letting me call in and talk to y'all again. You know, shout out to you, Nikki. Shout out to you, Angel. And, you know, Black, what up? All right? So y'all be good.
You already know.
All right. Be good,
okay.
Y'all.
You too. All right. Next caller, before we go into another commercial break. Last one, this is your number, is 0318. You're live.
Hey, what up, everybody?
Hey, what's going on?
Girl, was good. This is Terrell calling out the Bronx. You already know. Anyway, more or less, I'm listening to your conversation, right? Like, I got emotional dudes calling up the show and all that. yo, it's your boy in the back. He's dumb funny, too. That nigga's a comedian on the low, like, on the low. back to the topic, though. I feel as though there is no cheating, like, with that. I got an open relationship. Everything is good. She got her niggas. I got my shorty. Like, it's just no disrespecting. Like, there's certain boundaries you just don't cross. Like, when you don't violate those, you be good. Like, I'm not an emotional nigga, so I don't see myself going ham trying to choke you so you can listen to me. Like, I don't need that much power over you. Like, just the big game is enough. I feel it's enough. Like, I don't go crazy over a lot. But everybody's different, like, got real niggas, then you got bitch niggas, and then you got some bitch niggas that try to be real niggas, but they just don't work out for them. You know what I mean?
That's funny. No, I'm listening to what you're saying because, like, all right, well, when you say as long as you guys don't cross that boundary or disrespect, like, if you have an open relationship, like, so what's the limit? Like, how far are you going? Because if you know that I have other niggas, like, there's other niggas around for a reason. So what's the limit? What will be the limit?
The limit, I would say, the limit is as long as you're enjoying yourself and I'm enjoying myself and everything is cozy between us, everything's a go. As soon as I start hearing shit about the next dude, how he done did you wrong, or you getting emotional, you bringing that shit home, shit that you're not supposed to bring home, then, like, that becomes a problem, because then it's like, you nagging me, I don't bring my shit home and go crazy with you, why would you bring it home and get that shit to me? I'm saying, if y'all on that level, like, there's different types of levels of shit, there's different types of understanding. Some people can't handle it all, but some people just try, you know, they just dab in it a little bit, that's it.
Angel, what you have to say to Mrs. Terrell Connor from the Bronx?
Well, I just feel like, you know, at the end of the day, even when you have an open relationship, somebody's feelings gonna get hurt. It is not gonna be mine, so I'm just gonna leave it like that. I mean, everybody has feelings, and a lot of times with males, they play that tough guy, but in reality, if they have a good woman, like, they're not going to want no nigga taking any spare time. Yeah, it might be cute for a little bit, but then, you know, when them phone calls come or the I got to go somewhere really quick or however it may be, okay, you will feel some
like
kind of way.
It's like how a female does all that, like how y'all sit in the corner and do y'all texts, or like when y'all can't talk in front of the person that's in front of you and you get up and be like, I got to go to the bathroom or you got to go do something, whatever, but you take your phone with you so you can go make that call.
Who does that?
I'm just not gonna answer.
Well, then you got respect for that person that's in front of you. Some chicks is just like, oh well, like, it is what it is.
But you wanna know something? You wanna know what's so crazy? Like, I've done that. Well, I've done that in a relationship where, like, I felt like, okay, well, I have male friends and he has female friends. Okay. So I felt like if I picked up the phone in front of my man and I'm talking to one of my male friends, it's like it shouldn't be anything because he's hearing the conversation. You know what I'm
saying?
But to him, he looked at that as being so fucking disrespectful.
Ooh, yeah, man.
I've never dated guys like that. I've never dated guys where, like, I no, like, get honest. Like, I will leave my fucking phone, like, clear view mirror, like, no password, and I dare a nigga to touch my shit. Like, I do. Because at the end of the day, I don't go through niggas' phones. I don't go through niggas' shit. That's not what I'm about. That's not what I do.
So I'm going to answer the phone.
I'm going to say, hey, especially if we're in an open relationship, nigga, you already know what's up. So I'm not going to go in the bathroom, talk to nobody, be talking to nobody. I'm going to answer the phone if I feel like answering the phone. You don't like it, then you don't need to answer the phone.
I will respect that. Because it's like you could talk about anything and tell me this and that, but then when it comes down to that, or you planning to meet up with the dude, or whatever, and the secrecy shit, like, shit that's untold. But it's whatever, though. Like, I don't trust none of that. Like I said, I'm a grown man. We do grown things.
That's funny, because, I mean, that's what I just want to know what the whole open relationship type thing, because they're so quick to say, we have an open relationship, I do me, she do her. But then y'all get mad when, like, certain things hit the fan, but it should have been, you know, expected because y'all have such an open relationship. And I feel like, so, I don't know. It is what it is, though.
I understand what you're saying, but me personally, off of everything I've dealt with and the way shit has gone for me, I've never dealt with that. I've never had those issues. Like, we always, like, argue or bicker about things amongst ourselves, whether she might not like something I did at that moment or whatever, whatever, if we amongst each other. But other than that, it's no higher, no less, like,
that's what it is, Todd. Do you have anything to say to that?
Nah, he got it.
That's what it is. Yeah, so shout out to you, Terrell from the Bronx. It's always good to have you follow up because you be saying some shit. What's up? Thank you.
Well, good looking, y'all. Y'all enjoy.
You too.
Okay, one more caller, then we're going to go to commercial break. Last 4 digits of your number is 3523. 3523, you're live. 3-5-2. Yeah, I'm saying it right. 3523.
Yeah, 3-5-2.
Huh?
Yeah, we dropped them.
Okay. Well, with that being said, cool. We're about to get into this next commercial break really quickly. So who are we about to play? Well, I know I said Andrew could pick second. So, Andrew, is there any requests or you don't care what Black plays?
Nope. So,
what do you want to
play?
All right, so
we're
about to play Black.
I'm going to play this.
Yay! Hey, man, show me some good love. When we partner, I just need a little toast. But we call it baby. Yay! 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 Yay!
She got a baby booty. Ooh, she looking juicy. Long hair, little waist, her body extra juicy. With that baby booty, me and you should shoot a movie. She got a suited booty, but we call it baby booty. Birthday baby.
Up, you looking like a bomb threat. man. The slap of big five like Kevin Garnett. And Nicky Barks, my homegirl. You want that? I know an angel too, she bossed up. So what you saying? If you ain't playing all ballers, then what the hell you playing? If it ain't money you make, then what the hell you making? Nicky was shitting on y'all, that's why the bathroom vacant. You better come correct, the ladies came to do their thing. You talking reckless, end up with your arm up in the sling. All bars with the movement, thought it was a gang. The ladies walk in the room and watch your mouth hang. I love the elegant woman, I got a mob of them. A bunch of women that back me up, who's stopping this? Brooklyn Black, he be chillin', homie, it's all love. I said it's all bars, I said it's all buzz. I met a girl, she said she gotta keep it all bars. I told her I'm the nigga talking to an all-star. She had dreams of getting money, new foreign cars. I'm on the same page, baby, we gon' be living large. I met a girl, she said she gotta keep it all bars. I told her I'm the nigga talking to an all-star. Yeah, dreams of getting money, new foreign cars. I'm on the same page, baby, we gon' be living large. Drop, make people drop it for the East Coast is drop. Make people drop it for the West Coast is drop. Make people drop it for the Dirty South is drop. Make people drop it for the Midwest. Yo, Nicky, yo, Angel, what up, yo? Yo, Brooklyn Black, what up, yo? Yo. What we do, I'm on my old ball, I'm on my old ball. Shout out to the rest of the promoters, the rest of the fine ladies down with the squad. Salute.
So it is. Shout out to IK Continental for that fucking drop. That shit is hot. What it is. Before I get to another caller. Oh, I was told to tell you, Angel, that DJ underscore ET underscore said he'll be calling you in a minute.
Where the hell was that?
I don't know, but I was having conversations with him during the whole show, and he was asking about you and stuff. You know, I was just like, yeah, her name is Angel, and so he said he's going to be calling in a minute. Maybe this caller is him, I don't know. And then I'm going to let y'all know what I think about this song. But last but not least, so your number is 3523.
Yo, 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 what's up? This is your boy DJ EC, what's up?
I thought it was gonna be you. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, I'm doing fine. I see y'all got a lot of emotional niggas, man, up there in New York, man. You know, down here in the South, man. We don't believe in it.
Whoa.
It ain't no disrespect to the North, though. It ain't no disrespect to the North.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
So wait, I just want to cut you off for 1 second, though, because not for nothing, that one nigga that called in, that just called in, Terrell, he's from the Bronx, but every other nigga that calls in with something to say, Kid is from New York, too. But he's from Monte. He's from the South. So I think it's the Southern niggas that are more emotional just because of their upbringing.
I mean, but down here in the South, though, the open relationship, it to us, it don't even exist.
I'm not big on open relationships myself, so, but you know they're out there.
Yeah, they out there, but, man, down here, man, you know, only thing we do is we just going steady, you know what I'm saying? It's like my hoe, yo hoe, too. It's crazy, you know? We different.
Yo hoe is my hoe, too?
Yo hoe is my hoe, too.
Yeah, you got to listen to the South, or you got to start listening to Rick Ross and Preacher and Meek Mill, you know? Like, man.
I fucks with Meek Mill, face down, ass up. I love Meek Mill in general, but I'm just saying, like, yo hoe is my hoe.
Yeah, that's Preacher. You know that Preacher song? You never heard Preacher before? My whole
y'all too? I love it.
They don't play it up there in New York?
I mean, it's probably played. I haven't heard it.
Yeah.
But wait, I just want to know, do you think that having phone sex, sexting while in a relationship is a form of cheating, even though it's not physical?
is fucking cheating, basically. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, like if you're in a relationship with somebody and you have a girl and you sex, yeah. You be sexting your female friend, or you every now and then help her out with her problems, and you call her up and y'all, you know, talk nasty to one another. Like, is that not
That's not cheating. That's not cheating. I mean, that's not even cheating. That's not even cheating. Like, man, who came up with that? That's not even cheating. Yeah. I mean,
wait,
your girl can't
Angel,
even, I mean,
I'm getting tears right now. He said that's not even cheating like 6 times because he's so, like, he's really dead ass. Like, that's not cheating. I just don't, because your hoe is my hoe.
That's how it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's different. Like, all fellas ain't the same, but I mean, you know. A dude gonna have a girlfriend regardless, but he gonna have a chick on the side, because it's like if your girlfriend bring her best friend to the house, you know what I'm saying? That's how a lot of people get caught up in cheating. Because if your girlfriend looks way better than you, you know what I'm saying? He go hit him.
And shoot him.
You know, that's how it is.
Yo,
real talk.
Black. Yo, Black, what do you have to say to that?
Oh, he on the money. I had to duck real quick because they shooting in Brooklyn. They shooting. But he was definitely on the money with that. You know, it all depends on, you know, what he wants.
Yep,
nigga, how you going to say he was on the money today when you was just ducking for like the certain parts though?
No, this is true. Gun the fuck. That's why I was ducking.
But I can say for me as a DJ though, you know what I'm saying? When I take a bad bitch with me to the club and I say, hell, don't let no female come in my face. You know what I'm saying? They just, you know what I'm saying? I just want to show respect to her, but you know what I'm saying? If I take a female to the club and she got some friends, you know what I'm saying? Shit, I might fuck all her friends, man. I got friends. That's how it is.
Oh my God.
That's real talk. That's real talk. That's all
no,
real
no,
talk.
No, I mean, hey, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, if that, you know, if that's how you give it up, that's how you give it up. You know, because I know a lot of people that would, I mean, that probably think that way as well. You know, like, but I mean, I don't know. I just. Maybe because, like, I mean, I don't, like, my expectations, like, when I go out that night with a whole bunch of my female friends and, like, they, if one of them did, well, you know, one or two of them did decide to bring a nigga out with them, you know, but we're all partying together. I don't expect to get, you know, fucked by my friend's man that night, though.
I mean,
or even,
you know,
or even, like, I don't even expect him really to even probably be all up in my face or, you know, if he came with my friend.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that's not my expectations. Like, I mean, that might be on his mind. Like, fuck this shit. Like, damn, all her friends look good. I'm fucked up. I'm twisted. Whatever. Like, if pulling up with it, I'll be with it. But, you know, that, I mean, it is what it is. If that's how you give it up, then, hey.
That's how people do in a relationship. As long as they ain't got no ring on their finger, you know, they can do whatever they want.
Down here in the South, like I say, down here in the South, man, like you just fucking don't believe, cause don't nobody believe in relationships down here in the South. But where are you from exactly in the South that they don't believe in their relationship? I'm from a city where they love, hey, I'm from Memphis, Tennessee, the 901. Memphis, damn, so that's how Memphis, that's how they be doing out there in Memphis.
Hey, don't trust no female, like you don't trust no nigga, you don't trust no female. You don't trust no female, so you don't end up on the first 48, fucking around Memphis, Tennessee. <laughs> Hey, hey, and you see, that's what everybody calls us, the first 48, you know, hey. Oh yeah, Memphis do be on the first 48 a lot, though, they do, they be like, <laughs> Memphis, let's see, at 12 o'clock a.m.
I'm like, damn, Memphis,
yeah,
Memphis and Miami, that's always on the first fucking 48. Miami,
yeah, real,
the pork and beans project, that's crazy. I mean, hey, maybe that, maybe, I don't know, maybe, so I know not to go looking for love in Memphis then.
Man, you can go anywhere down here in the South, you go learn, you can go to Alabama, you can go to Georgia, you can go wherever. You can go wherever, you go see it, you go see it regardless.
That's the stuff though, but I definitely do appreciate you calling in and sharing your, you know, your opinion, your feedback on what we were talking about, and for fucking trying to play all the New York dudes.
Well, that's that.
No disrespect though, but it was like kind of emotional. I was like, damn, everybody must fall in love up there, you know?
Wow.
I'm just saying,
that's crazy. That was definitely crazy, but thank you for calling in. That is what it is. Shout out to Memphis. Shout out to at BJ_ET_follow. Y'all go and follow him. Shout out to at Evo Monte, who says that at Kid Continental, which is your fellow All Bar promoter, yeah, that was his job. So, Kid, people are liking your job. That's what's up. Shout out to at Mr._Chris_P, another All Bars promoter, who says that cat just made the South look bad. Real men like myself in the South are looking for relationships. That was some real shit. I'm about to say, like, damn, because I was starting to fall for Southern dudes, like, and I need to know, like, are they really like that? Are they really, you know, they not looking for no type of love? They ready to just smash and pass, like, really? Because if so, that will really break my heart, my icky, breaky heart. That's crazy. So Black, yes, I definitely do. Want to go into one more song before I start. I bring up this next topic, and let's hear some. At I'm bad with Twitter names. Is it true?
Don't give me the lion, son.
Huh?
I said, don't start me the lion, son.
Angel, you know who I'm talking about. True guy dry. Well, you know who I'm talking about, so.
I got you.
Let's go.
Dada. I don't even got to say my name, my nigga, because you niggas know what it is by that, my nigga. Dada, dada, Fetty, Bounty, and T, nigga. Nigga, FBE, nigga. Nigga, when I hit 15, I got my first hustle. I used to sell J's for the low, that's a double. I used to flip an ounce every week through the struggle. The rent is overdue, gotta maintain the hustle. Dada, hustle. I get it from my mama. Get it from my daddy. Daddy tripping, I'm a prowler. Step off in the booth and I'ma talk about my life. Still can't believe how a nigga killed the right. Still can't believe how a nigga killed the white. That's a FB soldier, nigga, that's my right hand man. Best friend and my little cousin. Back when we was young, when we first start cussing. I gotta be strong, I don't wanna start cussing. But fuck it, my nigga, I'm cussing. Old memories in the whip, straight puffing. You wanna hear spitter, nigga?
I still can't believe how these niggas took the right. I still can't believe how these niggas
Yes, yes, yes. You're live on air with me, your host, Nikki Barbs. We got Angel Love Sweets, and we got Brooklyn Black in the building. Angel Love Sweets is dumb funny. She's like, so I'm not even going to ask her what she thought about that song, because obviously it's time for you to wake back up because the song is over now. And
I just want to say, INDEPENDENT, do you know
that? Oh, right. That's what it sounds like. He might as well said that, right, and made his own rendition to that song, because it would have been, you know, that's fucked up, yo. That's so crazy. Black, what you have to say about that song?
Man, this some old bullshit.
That's great. DJ underscore E-T underscore said, tell Angel only thing she has to do is watch Stevie J from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. All South niggas are just like her.
Oh, Lord, with the rat face. I can't right now.
Why did he even say
that to me? I didn't even say anything to him the whole time he was on the phone. I don't get it.
I'm just saying. I retweeted it. So it says, tell Angel, only thing she has to do is watch Stevie J from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. All South niggas are just like him. So that's really big to say. That all South niggas are just like Stevie J. That's crazy. I want to get this to the next caller and see what they're talking about. Last 4 digits of your number is 8906.
All right.
Is that the caller playing music in the background? Black.
Wow. I can't right now.
Black. I can't. I really can't. I don't know what to say about that, because I really don't. Did you hear the person say anything, Angel, or did you just hear
it? I did not. I just think they were trying to serenade somebody. I don't know. Maybe that was that DJ trying to change your mind about something.
I don't know. It was definitely a new. I don't know. That just caught me off guard. Where's Black at?
I'm here.
You're what?
I'm here. I'm just saying, like, niggas was like, I don't know. I thought, like, they was trying to get it in while it was on the line.
What the fuck was the song? Like, I didn't hear it. It was Climax?
That's crazy.
All right. Well, Evil Monte said, tell Black that that's some old bullshit sound to that statement. I guess to the guy calling in and playing that.
Oh, for the other niggas. I guess, you know, he's the southern nigga that didn't agree with that.
That's crazy. Shout out to Epic Way Management. Shout out to them. Shout out to @Shorty05. Shout out to her. But I just think that that's really mean to say that all dudes from the South are like DBJ. I think so. I really do.
That's false advertisement.
Wow.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I've actually talked to a dude in the South, and he wasn't like that. I've actually talked to
I agree with you.
And
it's like,
but I'm sorry, but what I can say, though, is that niggas that live in D.C., not all, but there's one in particular nigga from D.C. that you probably are familiar with because he's fucking crazy. He's fucking crazy. So the name starts with the M, and it has a couple of X's in that bitch.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know who I'm talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So niggas in the South, like, I've known them to be, like, a little bit crazy, but I've always known them to, like, you know, be very, like, you know, when it came down to women, they weren't, you know, just because of the Southern hospitality, the upbringing, like, you know, your mother always tells you, like, you know, you gotta open the door for a girl or whatever in New York. I mean, that's push, but it's like, if that bitch don't hold the door for you, don't hold the door for us. So, I mean, I don't know. Another question from...
In New York, we got revolving doors, so the door holds itself open.
Nigga said in New York, we got revolving doors, so the doors hold themselves open.
Like, I feel like the shit going around, so you ain't even got to worry about holding it open. Like, it just keeps going.
Like, you're not going to ever in your goddamn life get no girlfriend talking like that. First, you try to take niggas to McDonald's. Now you're going to take the bitch to a revolving door.
You don't like chicken McNuggets,
Angel. The fuck, nigga.
I just want to know, like, what type of conversation
we having? Angel, you like chicken nuggets?
Nigga.
Anyway, because Black is crazy. Another question from another person. Question is, will you tell your man he has a small dick, and have you faked it with your man before? I have told him that. I've said that in the middle of me being heated about something. I said that, like, I was like, shut the fuck up. Over here trying to dig somebody down with your dick is this, like, size of a fifth grader. Like, I've said that.
Wow. Are you bigger than a fifth grader?
Like, I've said that. I've said mean things. But have I faced it before? Yeah. I have. Angel. Would you tell your man that his dick is small?
He wouldn't even be my man if it is. What am I supposed to do with that? I don't. Why even take it that far? Like,
what if he's like fucking Prince Charming? Like, he's fucking Prince Charming. He just has a little dick, and that's not his fault. You know what I'm saying? But yet. He treats you like how a man is supposed to treat you. Like, you have no complaints. Like, everything you could want, this nigga will give to you and then some. But he just has a small dick. Like,
yeah, because there's other guys who are packing well that can treat me the same way. Like, Nikki, don't even front. You know, at first glance, you can tell if a nigga packing or not. So
you can, especially when they have on, like, the sweatpants. Like, if you don't see a print bulging, really, you know
exactly.
What I'm saying? Like, he doesn't have to be hard, you know what I'm saying? Like, for you to be like, oh, he's packing, you know, he should be soft, and you should see, like, some type of cup, you know, length, you know, you should be able to see something. But
mm-hmm.
I'm just it's fucked it, but that's, you know, I mean, it is what it is. Have you ever faked it before?
I'd rather just not, like, if I'm not enjoying myself, I would just cut short.
No, when I asked if would you rather do it, we actually have you done it.
Have you faked it?
No, because why even, like, psych a person out making them think that it's something that is not, like... Wrap it up. Let me go about my business and finish what you couldn't finish. Like, I don't understand.
No, I've done it only because, like, you know, like, nigga, like, I wasn't ready.
She was trying to boost niggas up,
like,
that's why she do it.
It's not for
what?
Yourself. seen because I never did it with that person again. But I'm just saying, like, I was already, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was already, he was already partaking in the activity. So it was just like, I felt like, okay, whatever, like, it is what it is right now. Like, I can't make him do anything that he's not capable of doing right now, or I can't, you know, if I can't teach him or tell him to do certain things that is going to excite me, then, like, whatever. I could have been that mean and, like, get the fuck up, nigga, get up, goodbye. But I didn't, I just, whatever. And then after that, I just knew not to ever call that person, like, for that. But I faced it. I don't think, you know, honestly, sometimes, too, I think a lot of females fake it during phone sex. Like, seriously, though? Like, come on.
Well, niggas fake it, too, though. Well, niggas that know how to do it.
Not when I can hear you slapping your dick on your thigh and your fucking bed rocking. Really?
Yo, niggas could fake it, too, sir.
Let me hear one of your fake moans.
I don't need one of my fake moans. Like, shit, I'll just fuck, be like, yo, I'm coming in, fucking, I'll pump on
watch
this, I just fucking come out, and then I'll fuck around and slow grind and pull out like it's a motherfucking mission to do it, and I would have faked it, and then I'll go in the shower and rub it out. Like, you know, y'all think y'all want this guy? Like, shit, niggas fake it too.
I wanna. Okay, so niggas fake it during sex too. Like, well, whatever. Like,
yo,
I just,
niggas can fake it.
I wanna hear. What I wanna hear is somebody call me up, a dude, that has faked the phone sex before, and I wanna hear how he sounds. Like, I wanna hear some of the things that he says that he, quote unquote, he's faking.
So you call that nigga and I sent you a masturbation video or some shit.
Even my masturbation videos have, like, I mean, I can fully see them masturbating, and then there's even sounds included. I don't think those sounds are fake, especially not the time, not as you're stroking at the same damn time.
Like I said, motherfucking fake shit.
I want to hear some fake moans, yo. I want to know what to look out for. That's whack if a nigga's
she said, why? We think it's whack when y'all have to fake it, but y'all do it like it's a motherfucker.
Wait. Before I take this color, oh my God. Chris_P said, that nigga, black, must not like pussy. How the fuck you gonna fake it, brother? How you gonna fake it?
Yo. Why you always talking about it? Fuck it. I'll say like shit. I'm about to come across some chicks with whack shit. Cause I don't think the dress so it can be over. Just so I can get out of it and go home. Like,
I'm not motivating these niggas. Like, a part of that too. Like, if I was in the middle of catching something, like, I'm not about to stop. Like, I mean, granted, like, after this, I'm just not going to fuck with you again. So that's not, you will definitely fucking see the motivation. You will see where I'm at when I don't hit you up for that. But let me get to the squalor. Last one, did you send me a number? Is 6456. 6456, be live on air.
Not anymore.
But that's funny that he said that you don't like
this. I've done it and just to get out of there so I can get home or motherfucking, you know, I've done it. And if niggas haven't done it, fuck it, they've been getting great pussy all their life, but we can't be going on thinking, yeah, we love pussy, but not all pussy is great pussy. And that's just real shit. Not all pussy is good. Not all pussy is that shit. Once you get in it, a couple pumps and it's not like that. Just like most people say, oh, these ain't got good dick, they bit, but they don't know what they're doing. Most bitches, they got fat ass, don't know what they're doing. They got fat pussy, don't know what they're doing. It is what it is.
And like I said, it's just so happens I come across these chicks with bad pussy more so than chicks with good pussy. It is what it is.
Like you said, kids, chicks with fat pussies, I don't know what they're doing. Damn. That's funny, though. Shout out to at King Reefa underscore SOVMG, who says appreciate the love and support. No problem. Shout out to you. At Mr. underscore Chris underscore P has me dying, yo. I'm not even gonna lie. She's that funny. And I know for a fact that a nigga, I couldn't, if you have a little penis, like, I don't know, like, because I might, I don't know, it's so sad, right, that would be the cause of him not being able to really have a relationship with a female if he has a small penis, but, like, that is not his fault, you know what I'm saying? Like, what if he could have had any other size? I'm pretty sure he could have told that. That's crazy. Like, you could bring the caller through.
Baltimore song, what it is, man?
What's good? What's good, brother?
Chillin', man.
How y'all doing, lady?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm good. I can't complain.
That's good. So, I know you've been tuning in for a while, so out of all the things we were talking about, is there anything specific that you want to touch bases on specifically?
I had to check out for a second, so I missed this dude from down south that was talking. I just heard the Stevie J comment. I don't even know if I can elaborate on that. I just know that that's something. Kind of like something the clown would say, like
that nigga says all niggas from the south think like Stevie J.
I think it's this. Everybody's seen The Wire. That's just like me saying, yeah, every nigga from Baltimore is like Avon Barksdale. Just be yourself, yo. Like, why you want to be a clown? Like, for real. People raising people too much. You know what I'm saying? You need to move them out to Pennsylvania and that Amish town where they don't have electricity and all that. See how people will live. But, nah, that's just my opinion on that. You know what I'm saying? And as far as everything else, man, I mean, I don't know. I've never faked it. I just stopped. Like, especially, like, if it's shorty, like, you know, I don't never talk about nothing. Like, I'm like, yo, I might be able to do damage on some chicks. Some chicks built a little different. You might not be able to do nothing. So it's like, I don't never go nowhere bragging. You know what I'm saying? Even with music, I never even brag about me being nice on the mic or whatever. I just do my thing. But when chicks come talking that, oh, yeah, I'm this, I'm that, I'm going to do this, and if they whack, I just stop. I'm like, yo, you got a coat, man. You shouldn't have, like, you know what I'm saying? I could probably work with it a little bit if it's not that good, but if they ain't do a whole lot of talking. I'm like, yo, if you pump it up like it's something that is not, it's like if somebody pumped me up in their CD trash, I would throw it out the window. Not even going to listen to it, you know what I'm saying? So, I just think, you know, people, it's all right to have confidence and everything like that, but I think when you fake it too much, then people start getting overconfident when they shouldn't be.
I definitely can agree with that. But what I wanted to know, like, okay, so do you believe, like, sexting and having phone sex while you're in a relationship, do you feel like, you know, that's a form of cheating, even though it's not physical?
I mean, I'm going to say it like Brooklyn was saying earlier. Like, I know it's probably, females probably feel different, but I'm not going to waste my time, like, flirting with somebody, talking to somebody that I'm not interested in going somewhere with. I can't think if I'm in a relationship or not. You know what I'm saying? So as far as it's cheating, I don't think it's cheating until something physically, you know, actually happens. That's my standpoint on it. You know what I mean? But, I mean, it's inappropriate, but we still do it. You know what I mean? And it sounds crazy because I think, like, I mean, y'all probably laugh, but I think that some relationships last because we flirt with other people. Like, not even if you don't do nothing, if you don't mess with nobody, just flirting a little bit, I think it'll be healthy in your relationship.
What you got to say about that, Angel?
I don't think that the actual idea of flirting builds a relationship. I don't know. Like I said, I'd rather just fuck my man than to be texting somebody else. Like, it is pointless to me. Like, if I'm gonna be wasting my fingers and, like, chipping my nails texting someone, like, I'm interested in seeing what they got to offer. So, obviously, I want to fuck. Like, I'm not just going to be doing it, just be wasting my time. I can watch TV for all of that.
I agree with you.
No, she said chipping her nails, son.
Yeah, like, putting all that hard work on my nails.
You must be tightening your ass off.
Like, I'm just saying, like, why waste your time if you have a significant other? Now, if obviously you'd rather be on the phone than having sex with your significant other, you need to reevaluate your relationship. Like, you need to pull your girl to the side and be like, look, let me take you to this sex toy place. Let's go to a sex party. Let's go swing. Because it's just, I don't understand, like, why do you need to indulge yourself in anything other than that? Like, just... I don't know, that's just me. I don't have time for it. Like, if I'm with a man and I want to fuck, we're gonna fuck. Why waste my time imagining?
That's not funny. Pull her to the side and say, let's go to a sex party. Let's go swing. That's
funny.
I don't
know what to say about that shit. I ain't swinging shit with my wife.
I mean, to each his own. I'm just saying, it obviously must be a dry-ass relationship if she rather want to spend time on her phone than spend time with her boo thing. That's all I'm saying.
But like I said before, too, like, sexting your man is different from, like, sexting somebody else, though. Like, it really, you can sext your man, like, yeah, I can't wait till you come home. My pussy is wet. And then, like, you kind of know the reaction of what he's going to say already, like, I'm on my way or, yup, whatever. But when you're sexing a stranger, it's, like, it's something totally different.
I don't know. I'm all about the fun, so I'm going to say some off-the-wall shit to my man. So, I don't know. I don't know. It's just, I guess it's just me and the age that I am. I just feel like it's a waste of time. Like, we can role play. I can be whoever you want me to be while we're texting each other, but, I mean, why even waste my time texting somebody else? It's just wasteful when I can be entertaining my boo.
Wait. I mean, well, Bobby Morrison, I definitely do agree with what you were saying. And, yeah, I really, that nigga really scared me.
That
really scared me as far as saying all niggas from the South is like CBJ.
I mean, but that's just even say, like, come on, dog. Like, that's funny because when I was in Louisiana, I had beef with this dude. He was running his mouth. He was hooping or whatever. He was like, you don't want to see me. I'm from Mississippi, dog. And I was like, what that mean, dog? He was like, what, y'all ain't got nothing but knockout artists from Mississippi? Like, what that mean to me, yo? Like, I told him, I was like, yo, after I chased him home and I seen him the next day, I was like, I'm from Baltimore. Does that mean anything to you? Like, come on, like, you sound like a clown. What does this mean, self?
But you know, he said that all the dudes before called in, they sounded emotional. Like, when they said, you know, one dude said that he had an open relationship. Another dude said, you know, like, I don't play that shit. He felt like, you know, that was emotional. Like, niggas is like, just all they do is fall in love up here in the North.
Mm-hmm. Plus, I got mad dudes from down south, and all of them ain't like that. You know what I mean? So, it's real people everywhere you go, and it's clowns everywhere you go. So.
I definitely do agree. I really do. I just, like you said, like, yeah, the wire was shot in Baltimore. Like, is all like, is that how, like, you know, you like, damn, is that what Baltimore the fuck is about? Like, everybody got a corner and shit that they posted up on, and you know, you run into a fucking lesbian drug dealer.
Hell fucking yeah. Like, no.
I'm fucking lesbian.
I sound like a fool telling you, yo, everybody in Baltimore like Avon, or everybody in Baltimore go wild like Omar, because they don't.
They don't.
You know what I mean? Like, come on, man. And even if they did, who cares? Like, what's that, bragging rights, yo? Get out of here, man.
You sound so Baltimorean right now. Yeah, shout out to the DMV. I love you guys.
I'm telling you, like, I would probably talk to a dude in Baltimore before I even dare talk to another nigga in D.C., though. I got fucked up. Like, my experiences, I can't. Like, are you kidding me? I would fucking drive 4 hours to smack the shit out of you and then drive another 4 hours back feeling relieved. Well, mad as fuck that I have to drive another 4 hours back. I just can't really, that part of the South. And y'all, and everybody says, oh, D.C. is not the South. Whatever, I guess. But D.C. dudes, uh-uh.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
I stay away from them.
And yeah, and you're from where, Baltimore?
Yeah, I'm not from Baltimore, but I'm from Maryland. Baltimore niggas are so, like, I just can't. Like, I can't.
But what's the difference between Baltimore niggas and Virginia and niggas from Maryland?
Well, when you meet a guy and he says he's from Baltimore, like, not so I'm saying he's like some hood type, like, nigga who thinks sitting on the corner selling his little weed packages and some money. No, but if a nigga say he's from Maryland, nine times he got a job, he's like cut from a clean cloth, you know, it's just a whole different mentality. Like, when you meet, like, I know for me, for instance, when I meet people, they don't even believe that I'm from Maryland. They be like, you don't act like you're from Maryland. You don't sound like you're from Maryland. Like, what part of Maryland you lived in? I've lived in the city. I've lived in the hood. And a lot of people don't believe it. They're like, what part of the hood you used to live in? Because it's just the whole, like, stigmata of, like, the guys and the females that come from the hood. Like, and most of them act like that. Most of the women and most of the guys that come from the hood fit the stereotype. So I stay away from them.
And most of the dudes from Maryland, they in other parts, they're not from Baltimore or D.C. They want to be from one of the other two places, achieving out that part, too. I know mad people down here in P.G. County, yo, from D.C. You ain't from D.C. because you're in there all the time. You know what I mean? They don't have nothing. If people outside their state can't identify but where they from, they going to tell you they from the next biggest city. Represent where you from. You know what I mean? Like, my son Tajir, he was born in, he's from Waldorf, Maryland. You know what I mean? He not from, I'm from Baltimore, my wife from South Carolina. He can't claim none of that because he's not from there. He was born in Charles County. So when he go to the NBA or do whatever, he's going to have to say Waldorf, Maryland, not D.C., not Baltimore. He's going to have to be himself. You know what I mean?
Like Baltimore. I said, I was born in Baltimore. I was born in one of the worst hoods in Baltimore. But it is what it is. Like, I don't act like some hood ass ratchet females. I don't. That's just not who I am. Like, I'm not that, you know. So when I see niggas from the hood, like, I already know what they about, cause I've been raised out with you niggas. Like, half of them niggas I already know. I already know everything about them. Like, no,
I just
don't have time.
And I graduated when I was 16.
Like, I mean, I'm just saying, but you're rare.
I never smoked, I never drank, and I've been around the world.
But you're rare, and I'm pretty sure, you're rare, and I'm pretty sure you're over a certain age. Because, like I said, me personally, I grew up, I don't know if you know where the avenue is. Like, I grew up where the avenue is, you know, and a lot of them niggas ain't about nothing. A lot of them ain't about nothing. They think what they doing on the block is sufficient, and that's because a lot of the females who grew up from the avenue think it's cute. It's not cute at all.
Yeah. I always tell people, you're not a product of your environment. You're a product of what you want to become. I'm
exactly.
From Greenpoint, you know what I'm saying? They had horses, they had police on horses, raiding houses and everything. It don't get no no worse than that. You know what I'm saying? Boarded up, burned down houses. You living next door now. House I grew up is boarded up, man. The roof thing collapsed and everything. So what's what you make?
You said Greenmount?
Yeah. Oh,
Greenmount. Yeah, I know about Greenmount. Mm-hmm. I done lived all over the place. All over the place. Like I said, a lot of you're rare because a lot of them niggas, like, no. Nikki would be like, get me the fuck up out of here ASAP, okay? Like, I wouldn't even bring her. I wouldn't even take her to the. I wouldn't even take her to down the hill. I wouldn't take her to the project. I wouldn't take her down to Lafayette. I wouldn't take her none of them places because none of them niggas is worth our time. They just not.
That's crazy. But shout out to Bobby Morrison for calling in, chopping it up with us tonight. It's always a pleasure having a real dude from Baltimore stand up. And say what's right and what's real. Thank you.
Somebody got represented in the positive light, you know what I mean?
I know.
Shining over negativity, Seth.
You know it.
All right.
All right.
So, yes, we are coming to the closing of the show. Like I always say, don't give a fuck about what nobody has to say about you, what you got going on, what you're doing, as long as it's not hurting anybody, it's positive, and it's getting you're getting some type of benefit out of it. Fuck it. Do you. Do it. And, good night.
Like I always say, keep the squares out your circle. Get involved within your community. Just don't be a lump on a log. If you want to come see me or support me in any of my upcoming events, you know where to follow me at. It's at Angel Love Sweets via Twitter. And mwah, good night.
And, of course, fellas, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam. Protect your clan. Don't drink or drive or arrive alive. And catch me tomorrow night at 10 p.m. doing a damn thing on Free Game Radio. If you guys love the MJ tribute, you know what I'm saying? I'll go in on the throwbacks. Mr. C has nothing on me. But big shout out to everyone for tuning in, and we'll see you again next Tuesday. You guys be safe and have a good weekend. Yo, and it's Labor Day, so definitely hit us up and let us know what y'all doing. And
yes.
Rest in peace, Chris Lighty.
Yes. Good night.
Initiating shutdown sequence.